Aaron Real, NBC News Radio national correspondent on this, can't believe it, Wednesday morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I hear you everywhere. What do you have for us this morning?
Today we're talking about Xi Jinping and Biden. They are both in San Francisco today.
Right.
They are meeting on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit. This is a big one, Jack, big one. And while we can agree on nothing with China at the moment, they're flying spy balloons, they're creating drama in the South China Sea, they're buddying up with Iran. One thing that Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping can agree on is that they're set to announce this deal that would see Beijing crack down on the manufacturing and export of fentanyl. This is a good thing. So under the deal, still being finalized, China is going to go after the chemical companies in order to stem the flow of fentanyl and the source material that's used to make this in Mexico generally and then manufacture there, sent here. And in return, the Biden administration is going to lift restrictions on China's Forensic Police Institute. This has been on a blacklist since 2020. Basically, they have access to zero U.S. tech over allegations that they are repressing the Uyghur population in China, which is true. So this is, listen, if the only thing they can talk about and agree upon right now in a world that is so hot is fentanyl, it's a good thing. More than 150 people die each day in the U.S. from overdoses related to this. Something needs to be done.
Yeah, we just had Chris Stawaz on earlier, Aaron, who tracks from our American medical response in our largest cities the opioid overdose numbers. And in October, they were the highest they've been in 5 years, so it's not getting better. Also, the relations, because remember the Chinese spy balloon is just the overall relations with China and the phone lines being open in case there's any near misses with a naval ship or a fighter jet with two wars going on, right?
Right, exactly. And listen, we're intrinsically linked to China. They're intrinsically linked to us. We can't just be like, no, not talking to you. They're a frenemy, to say the least, and to call it complicated is an understatement. I'm using like really fun, cheeky words to describe a wildly complicated situation. So I think that, you know, they always say that when trade doesn't cross borders, bullets will. And I think that's very true. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, but I think that having this open diplomatic dialogue is better than the alternative for sure. Whatever it looks like, we'll take it.